From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth broadcast originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we are taking some time to focus on the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And I'm doing it for two reasons. Number one, because the Bible has a lot to say about it that we as Christians should know and understand. But secondly, because we see that there is such a rise in anti-Semitism today that should be very concerning to each and every one of us. And yet we realize that as we draw closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the attitude of the world toward Israel is going to become worse and worse. There's no doubt about that, because Israel is still a very special people in the eyes of God. And Satan will do everything that he can to stand against Israel, and he will do everything that he possibly can to get other people and nations and leaders of countries around the world to stand against the nation of Israel. Yesterday, I began to study with you what the Bible says about the Abrahamic covenant. And we noted that it's important that we remember the promise of the Abrahamic covenant, that God gave seven elements of blessing to Abraham because of who he was in God's eyes and how God was going to bless him and bless the nation that would come out of his loins, as it were. And God said there in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3 that those who will bless Israel, or I should say the nation that came out of Abraham's loins, which was Israel, will be blessed of God, and those who curse Israel by way of application will be cursed of God. And we took time to study that yesterday. Today, we want to go on and focus on God's chosen nation of Israel. And the point that I share with you today is that it's important that we remember that Israel is God's chosen nation. God chose Israel as a nation beyond the way that he has blessed or chosen any other nation on the face of the earth. We who live here in the United States of America say that we believe that God has brought America into existence for a very specific set of reasons. And I've said that down through the years. As a matter of fact, I've often said that there are at least three reasons why I believe God brought America into existence. Number one, to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. And we've done that down through the years with many missionaries and evangelistic activities. Secondly, to promote freedom and liberty around the world. And we've been doing that ever since the founding of our country. And then number three, to support the nation of Israel. And we've done that ever since Israel became a nation back in 1942, and we must pray that that will continue. But there is no other nation on the face of the earth that God has promised to bless and that God has chosen like he has done so with the nation of Israel. And we can go back to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7 and see the foundation of that and how it was laid very clearly there. Deuteronomy chapter 7, beginning with verse 6, we find these words as God is laying out his plan for Israel, as it were, looking into the future. And he said this, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth." You might want to mark that in your Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Let me read it again. "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth." God has not done that with any other people or with any other nation beside the nation of Israel. Yes, indeed, we can study from the scripture that it's God who brings together all nations on the face of the earth and sets the boundaries thereof. But he has never given such a promise to any other nation like he has given to Israel here in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. They are a special people. He chose them as a special people unto himself, above all the people that are on the face of the earth. He goes on in verse 7 of Deuteronomy 7 and says, "The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he hath sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand," talking about coming out of Egypt, "and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt." You see, God loved Israel. That's why he brought them out of Egypt and, of course, through the wilderness and ultimately into the promised land. But you want to mark verse 6 of Deuteronomy chapter 6, that God has chosen Israel to be a special people and a special nation unto him because he loved them. That's the only nation in the world that God has spoken words like that unto. I do believe, as I said, that God has blessed America. And we can study from the scripture that it is God who has brought all nations in the world together and set the boundaries thereof. But no other nation is chosen by God like the nation of Israel. We need to remember that. And God's going to protect them, even though right now they are living in unbelief. The third thing that we need to remember is that God has a divine geographical location for Israel. A divine geographical location for Israel that we often refer to as the Promised Land. Now, several times in the Word of God, we see that the boundaries for Israel that God has established are set forth. You can see it in Genesis chapter 15, verses 18 through 21. But we can also see it in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. And that's where I want to turn with you today. Joshua chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. There we see that God is calling Joshua to lead the children of Israel across the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. And notice what he says, beginning with verse 2 of Joshua chapter 1. He says, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel." Now, note this, verse 3 of Joshua 1. "Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses." Now, here is the outline of that territory, verse 4 of Joshua 1. "From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast." That is the land, the territory, that God has promised to Israel. And when we look at that and study the details of it, we see that the western side of the land of Israel is to be the Mediterranean Sea. The eastern side is the Euphrates River. The northern side would be up in the area of Lebanon and Syria. The southern side would be the Nile River down in Egypt. That is a territory that God has promised to Israel. Now, they have never completely possessed that entire land. The most that they've ever possessed was during the time when King Solomon reigned over the nation of Israel. But they will eventually possess that part of the world, as it were. When will they do that? Well, in the millennium, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to set his kingdom up upon the face of the earth, Israel will be in that entire land. Right now, there are other nations in that land. And you know, right now, there, of course, and this has been the case for a period of time, the Palestinians would like to have a part of that land for their own, and the Arabs would like to have a part of that land for their own. And we know that there have been many discussions and agreements tried to have been tried to be worked out regarding who's going to be in that land. And we know that many people say, well, maybe the Jewish people and the Arabs can join together in that land and have a two-nation agreement or whatever the case. And you've heard that many times, I'm certain, as well. But you see, I don't believe that it's right to push toward a two-nation agreement for the land of Israel or a three-nation agreement or whatever the case may be. I think that as Christians, we need to do everything that we possibly can to pray for the fact that Israel will be in all of that land that God has promised them. And we should not give any of it away, or we should not encourage any nation to give any of that country, that part of the country, away to any nation on the face of the earth that God has promised Israel. Now, like I said, that is the promised land. And again, I repeat, to the west, the Mediterranean Sea, to the east, the Euphrates River, to the north, the land in the area of Lebanon and Syria, and the south, the Nile River and the land of Egypt. That is the land that, from the divine perspective, belongs to the nation of Israel, that they will ultimately have in the great millennial period of time when Jesus Christ rules from Jerusalem on the face of the earth. So remember that Israel is God's chosen nation like no other nation upon the face of the earth. And remember that Israel has a divine geographical possession, a land that belongs to them, that will come into complete fruition in the time of the millennium. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to continue our study on things to remember about the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And so I trust that you'll be able to be there by the radio as we continue our study. In the meantime, pray for Israel and do what you can to encourage your Jewish friends. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Indeed, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.